This is Mac OS Ken.
Playing Will It Bend with iPhone Air, more free satellite time for older iPhones, and Apple TV Plus will forward the foundation. Hello, nerds. It is Friday, the 12th of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from macOS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by OpenCase, MagSafe for iPhone perfected. Get 10% off your purchase with code macOSKen at theopencase.com. This show is also sponsored by Insta360 and their brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. I played with video cameras when I was in high school, back when they were huge. You'd rest them on your shoulder to record. Years later, you could hold them in one hand, which blew my mind, but my mind has been blown again by Go Ultra, a camera small enough to stick on the fridge, mount on your bike, or wear on your shirt, yet powerful enough to capture 4K video at 60 frames per second, that carries 70 minutes of charge on its own, and that can shoot as deep as 33 feet underwater. Losing the light? You're not losing a thing. The huge 1x1.28-inch sensor captures 200% more light than previous models, giving you great detail even in low-light settings. They are serious about the Ultra thing. If you're ready to go Ultra, head to store.insta360.com to check it out. Then the first 30 people to buy using promo code MacOSKen get a free set of sticky tabs. They let you mount where Go Ultra's magnets won't do the job. The first 30 people get a free set with your Go Ultra purchase at store.insta360.com using promo code MacOSKen. Show the world what you see the way you see it. Get the Insta360 Go Ultra at store.insta360.com and use promo code MacOSKen. When I told my special lady friend about the anticipated iPhone Air the day before it was announced, she started laughing, like seriously, out loud laughing. She was laughing because she remembers Bendgate, the common term for the problem some had with iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, bending under relatively normal use conditions. Having now seen iPhone Air, it is not surprising that some are asking, will it bend? Well, it's a physical thing, so yes, it will, kind of, but it's really nothing to worry about, according to Apple execs and a couple of outsiders who got to try to bend the thing themselves. 9to5 Mac writes up an interview between Apple execs Greg Joswick and John Ternus and Tom's Guide and Tech Radar. Answering the will it bend question, they said the device exceeds Apple's really high internal metrics for bend strength. Then, in a super cool move, Joss tossed in the air to the host saying, try to bend it. It's on me. They could not. Not that it can't be done. Ternus and Joss say given enough load, iPhone Air will flex a little bit. But they say it comes right back. That's the idea. It's a good pitch, though 9to5 Mac is reserving judgment. They want to see how it holds up in a few million back pockets before they decide. Another of those awe-dropping announcements that I keep missing. Folks with iPhone 14 and iPhone 15 are getting an additional year of satellite service at no additional cost. When Apple added satellite connectivity for iPhone 14 in 2023, it said that service would be free for 2 years. When the company released iPhone 15, not only did it say satellite service for that phone would be free for 2 years, it also extended the free period for iPhone 14. Keep spinning the hits, I guess. Cult of Mac quotes a pricing and availability footnote in the company's iPhone 17 press release saying, Apple is extending free access to satellite features for an additional year for existing iPhone 14 and iPhone 15 users, The free trial will be extended for iPhone 14 and iPhone 15 users who have activated their device in a country that supports Apple satellite features prior to 12 a.m. Pacific on September 9, 2025. Just ahead of the next round of Apple Watch models, approval for one of the line's marquee features. A piece from 9 to 5 Mac says the hypertension alerts slated for Apple Watch Series 11 and Apple Watch Ultra 3 have received approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. According to the report, Apple says the hypertension notifications will be available in more than 150 countries and regions around the world at launch next week. That includes the U.S., EU, Hong Kong, and New Zealand. One assumes that's pending regulatory approval in those other 150 or so countries. There's reason to hope that approval comes quickly. Apple says it expects the feature to notify over 1 million people with undiagnosed hypertension within the first year, according to the report. Worth noting, Apple's newest watch models are not required for this feature. The feature should also function for Apple Watch Series 9, Apple Watch Series 10, and Apple Watch Ultra 2. While the live translation feature Apple announced earlier this week will be helpful talking to some people in the EU, it doesn't look like it's going to help people in the EU. A piece from Engadget says Europe, the bloc with 24 official languages and 287 spoken in total, will not get Apple's Live Translation with AirPods feature for now. Live Translation with AirPods is not available if you are in the EU and your Apple account country or region is also in the EU, the company said on its iOS feature availability page. The page doesn't say why it won't be available there. Engadget figures the exclusion could be tied to EU rules around artificial intelligence. It's possible then that the feature just needs to meet with approval before going live for member states. Meanwhile, Apple's wording has the site suspecting that the feature will work for people traveling to the European Union, just not people living in or traveling from it. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, OpenCase, MagSafe for iPhone perfected. I have no idea what my next iPhone will be, but I know what my next case will be. It'll be an open case, a patented iPhone case with a literal open space in the back. That keeps your MagSafe accessories like chargers, a pop holder, and your MagSafe wallet from sliding around or shearing off. While I've always had cases I liked, I never had a case I cared about, and I certainly had nothing like brand loyalty to a phone case. That has changed with OpenCase. OpenCases for the iPhone 14, 15, and 16 lines are on sale right now, and they've got cases for all the new iPhones announced this week, including iPhone Air. I am stuck on my OpenCase. I'd love for you to be too. Go to theopencase.com, pick your case and accessories, then use code MacOSKEN at checkout for 10% off. That's 10% off the sale prices for previous generation cases and 10% off on accessories and 10% off on cases for the new phones as well. If you're ready to secure the accessories you have or finally see what MagSafe for iPhone can do, get 10% off your purchase with code MacOSKEN at theopencase.com. That's 10% off your purchase with code MacOSKEN at theopencase.com. Happy though you may be with your Mac, you're apparently not as happy as people with HP machines. It's cool, though. They are only 1 point happier. Apple Insider has written up the results of the 2025 American Customer Satisfaction Index Household Appliance and Electronics Study. According to that, computers from HP finished the survey with a score of 83, which was actually down a point from last year's score of 84. It was still enough to grab first from Apple, though. Macs and iPads combined saw their score drop from last year's first place, 85, to this year's second place, 82. Dell is listed as third, though not sure how. They brought in the same 82-point score as Apple. Samsung was fourth with a score of 81, and Lenovo rounds out the top five with a score of 79 points. So say just over 16,200 people polled over the past year. Nothing kinky. As for what they were ranking, Apple Insider says the overall design of products is the most satisfactory element. That was followed by software availability, graphics and sound quality, and website satisfaction. If your Mac breaks down, your Mac may be able to help fixing it soon. A piece from Mac Rumors says Apple's Repair Assistant calibration software is making the move to Mac in macOS 26 Tahoe. Already available on iPhone and iPad, the piece says the Mac implementation will enable Touch ID and lid angle sensors to be reused after display or logic board repairs on select models, allowing the previous parts to meet Apple's reliability standards, supports Apple's self-service repair program, according to the report. If you're headed to the Apple Store in SoCal's South Coast Plaza, might want to give yourself a couple of extra minutes. A report from Mac Rumors says that store has relocated for a bit. The piece says the company's opened a temporary store just down the hall from the original location. Mac Rumors assumes that's so they can renovate the original store, which opened in 2001. No word on when the store will be back where it belongs. And finally today, if you've been watching Season 3 of the Apple TV Plus Sci-Fi Epic Foundation with trepidation, you can relax. The Cupertino streamer issued a press release Thursday saying that the show has been picked up for a fourth season. The first three seasons of the series are available to stream now on Apple TV Plus, with the Season 3 finale hitting the streamer today. This week on the checklist, brought to you by Secure Mac, high-profile targets have had their Apple kit attacked in France. We'll hit who, how, and what all of us can do. Plus, the iPhones coming out next week will help protect such high-profile targets, which of course means protecting the rest of us as well. We'll tell you more on checklist number 440. Find it today at securemac.com/checklist or wherever you get podcasts. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and sponsored by Insta360's Go Ultra. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code macOSKen. This show is also sponsored by OpenCase, MagSafe for iPhone perfected. Get 10% off your purchase with code macOSKen at theopencase.com. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Ciao.